Hello, it's Thursday, March the 31st. It's hardly believable that tomorrow will be April 1st. But today I want us to go back again to Revelation 18, and I want to pick up a verse 4, where John writes, "Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, 'Come out of her,'" that is Babylon, "'come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues.'" The problem with Babylon is that it's attractive. The problem with the world is that it is often alarmingly attractive. And we want to be a part of her. And John is saying, Babylon, Rome, the ungodly city of worldliness, runs rampant. And we could insert New York or Washington or L.A. or even Columbia, for that matter, some worse than others. And Christians need to live their lives apart from Babylon. Now, we're in the world, but we are not of the world. Yes, we have to engage in trade, we have to engage in politics, we have to engage in commerce, but doing so without compromising our integrity, without compromising the Word of God, the law of God, the commandments of God. You can think of this verse as Paul writes in Romans 12, "I beseech you by the mercies of God, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Do not be conformed to this world. And the tragedy is that the church and individual Christians too often say, we don't want to be different. We don't want to be unlike you. That's what we sometimes say to the world. And John's warning is, consider her end and come out of her. Lest, verse 4, "Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues." Remember Bunyan in the beginning of Pilgrim's Progress, when Christian is heading with a Bible in his hand and a burden on his back, and his wife and children are calling him to come back, but he puts his fingers in his ears and he says, "Life, life, eternal life," and he marches away from the world. Well, that's the metaphor, I think, of Revelation 18. Next week we'll pick it up in Revelation 19. But for now, have a wonderful weekend, and it'll be a weekend of wonderful celebration as we celebrate 225 plus 2 with Bob Godfrey and Sinclair Ferguson.